we have had a historic tie to the Middle East, and the free flow of petroleum out of the Gulf regions, the Middle East, you know, that has been the lifeblood of not only the American economy, but economies around the world. But there have also been some downsides to that tether, if you will, to petroleum and fossil fuels. And as we looked at this issue historically, we found an over-reliance and a vulnerability to that energy, that petroleum. So we began to do a series of studies for understanding, you know, how America operates, what powers the defense of our nation, what powers our economy. And our position was over the years that we need to find a way to wean ourselves of that tether to petroleum. And part of that was looking at a broader portfolio of other energies, advanced energy technologies is what we call them, whether it's solar, wind, hydro, geothermal. There's a variety of capabilities out there that, as we think looking ahead, we need to find a way to accelerate that transition. And it's a transition we see happening around the world. And we are not leading the way as a nation. And we think we need to get into that game, if you will. We need to catch up and we need to lead the way, which is what America does.
So is this not only looking at these advanced energy technologies, things like wind and solar and hydro, but is it also weaning us away from petroleum?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We think, first of all, if I'd been up here talking to a group 5 years ago, as I say, there would have been people out there in the audience with pitchforks and torches saying, give us a monster. We don't want to pay $5 a gallon for gasoline. So the sensitivities are very, very heightened. The natural gas revolution, the fracking revolution has given us, I would say, a windbreak, if you will, to make that transition. But the world is moving away from the petroleum as best it can. And we just look at the investments that China is making in advanced energy technologies, the transitions anticipated in India, Africa, their population growth. And we know that the legacy fossil fuels cannot meet the demand of the future of this planet. And so, again, we think ultimately the transition away from petroleum is without question.
You mentioned China and their efforts to boost their alternative energy production. Why is it important for the United States to be a leader when it comes to developing those new technologies?
Well, that's a great question, Mike, and it's understanding what is the leadership responsibility for the United States of America. You know, we believe from a diplomatic perspective that we are a good partner and we should be the partner of choice. So we believe in this world we lead for good. And the tethers and the ties we're seeing develop now by China being the go-to partner for the banking, the capabilities, the construction, the research and development, they are building those relationships in the future. And as that demand for energy increases, we estimate the demand will increase 30% by the middle of the century. Where's that energy going to come from? The providers of that energy are going to be nations like China. To the degree that nations still need natural gas, coal, it's going to be Russia. It's going to be oil from Iran, you know, OPEC members. And we believe that we can be a better partner to these emerging nations. And some of us, the old school like myself, you know, America is a global leader and we shouldn't shirk that responsibility. We shouldn't hide from it. We need to get out there. And it is about economic opportunity. It's about jobs. It's about the future. And we need to be a bigger part of that than we are.
So let's talk about the economic opportunity for a moment. What could be in store when it comes to American manufacturing, American energy production? What could this mean for workers and ultimately for consumers as well?
Well, clearly, we see the transition just in new generation of electricity. Renewables, wind, solar, geothermal, hydro are outpacing our legacy petroleum and coal industry. That's where the new jobs are, and that's where the growth is. So we see it as a missed opportunity. And I'd say we look at last year in 2017, the Chinese outspent us about 3-1 on the advanced energy technologies. They are the recognized leader in solar development over the next 4 or 5 years, and that's just big opportunity that we believe we're missing.
Under the Obama administration, we saw a push for a lot of these alternative energy sources, wind, solar, et cetera. Under the Trump administration, we're seeing a bit more of a focus on some of the older energy technologies, including oil and coal. Do you think we're on the right track when it comes to our national priorities?
Well, we certainly support a broad portfolio, but we do see a transition. Again, if you look at the global trends, where the rest of the world, where Europe is going, we see that trend to those renewables. I mean, and it's not, you know, Europe intends to have 27% of their energy provided by 2030 on renewables. So the renewable portfolio standards are out there through these nations, and that's where the trend lines are going. And we're just saying, hey, wake up and smell the, you know, smell the coffee as we see it. So for this period of time, you know, I say there's a role for all the forms of energy. We recognize that. But as a nation, it's getting behind the research, the development, the investment. We need to give some of these emerging technologies an opportunity to succeed because, again, in our estimation, that's where they're going to.
What kind of time frame are we looking at for that transition?
Well, just simply something on look at electric vehicles. You know, we believe we're on the threshold of a major a disruptive change in our transportation sector in this country. In the next 4 or 5 years, the price of electric vehicles is going to drop down to be comparable with your average price of an American vehicle. The battery capacity is going to increase significantly in these vehicles, so that you'll be able to pull into a gas station, recharge your vehicle, and about the time it takes you to get a cup of coffee from Starbucks, get out, and you've got a the range of a tank full of current gasoline. The estimation is by 2025, one quarter of the entire global fleet will be electric vehicles. For the United States of America, that is a huge reduction. We are very, very dependent in our transportation sector on petroleum fuel. Still 90% of what we import. And oh, by the way, we still import about 10 million barrels of oil a day into this country. Now, we repackage, we retool, we sell it back out, and we are a net exporter. But we still rely significantly on that oil being imported. But that would be huge for America to give us that resilience, that shock absorber, to withstand a cataclysmic event like closing the Strait of Hormuz, like closing the Strait of Malacca. For 30 days, we'll bring the global economy to its knees. And this, by weaning ourselves, getting away from that petroleum, particularly in the transportation sector, that's a good thing for America.